Hello, and welcome to hell. I'll be your personal demon until you've been processed. Your eternal damnation will begin shortly. But first, please fill out this short questionnaire. This will allow us to tailor our ironic punishments to your sins. I'll just be finishing some paperwork. Are you finished? Great. Let's take a look. Oh dear. There must have been some kind of mistake. According to this, you're not nearly evil enough to be sent to hell. I guess we have no choice but to send you to heaven. You didn't really think that would work, did you? Well, if you had answered truthfully, things would have gone a little easier for you here. Too bad. And that was the one and only time you can ever improve your standing here. I bet you'll be regretting that for the rest of eternity, huh? That's just a little bit of psychological torture before we get started. Now, let's look at your actual record. Let's see. Could I have another look at that? Excuse me a moment. Hi, it's me. Would you mind checking the record I've got open on my screen? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm getting too. What should we do? Do you want me to deal with it or... Yeah? Okay. Yeah, I'll deal with it. Thank you. Bye. Sorry about that. Well, this is rather embarrassing. It turns out that there really has been a mistake. You really shouldn't have been sent here. According to our records, you were supposed to be sent to purgatory for a while before being let into heaven. Before coming here, did you see anyone? Thin guy with a scythe? Old man in front of the pearly gates? No? Well, someone screwed up. It just wasn't us. But on behalf of all of us here in hell, please accept our sincere apologies. This hasn't happened before. Literally never. Billions of years, and you're the first soul ever sent here by accident. At least that we know of. But I'm afraid there's more bad news. I'm not really sure how to say this, but you can't leave. That's kind of the point. Eternal damnation means eternal damnation. No exceptions. Not even us demons are allowed to leave, and we just work here. Fortunately, Mr. Lucifer did prepare for this. You know, with how much they talk about him on the mortal plane, no one ever mentions how thoughtful he can be or his attention to detail. If it wasn't for his very busy schedule, I'm sure he'd be here to apologize to you personally. In the meantime, let me just... Okay. That halo above your head will tell our employees that you're not supposed to be here. If anyone gives you any trouble, just report them, and they'll be punished. We take that kind of thing very seriously here. So, officially, you're free to explore the different levels of hell as an observer, but I don't think they would really appeal to you. If you were the sort of person who enjoyed watching people suffer, you probably wouldn't have been sent here by mistake. Instead, I'll take you to where you'll be staying for the next, well, forever. Welcome to the Temple of Sin. It has 7 floors, not including the lobby, 1 for each sin. Originally, it was meant to be somewhere for demons to relax and unwind between shifts. It seems the boss forgot that demons really enjoy their jobs. They use some of the floors for the first few months, just to humor him, but that didn't last long. So Mr. Lucifer turned it into a kind of hotel, in case anyone ever got sent here by mistake. I'll give you the tour. There are elevators, but it'll be a lot quicker if we just teleport. First, we have Sloth. Very comfortable beds. Very easy to fall asleep on. Of course, you don't actually need sleep, being dead and all, but it has its appeal. Time outside the bedrooms frees, meaning that you can sleep in for as long as you want. Sorry, just being here is making me sleepy. Let's move on. And next up is Wrath. This is good if you want to take your frustrations out on something. Arm yourself to the teeth and fight through hordes of anything you can think of. Soldiers, zombies, ninjas. It was never really popular with the demons. Most spend so much time being violent, it's not really a fantasy. And now we're in Gluttony. Pretty simple. You can get any kind of food you want, eat as much as you want, and only feel full when you want to. It's all delicious, plus you won't gain any weight. Once again, you don't really need food, but there's always the option of making yourself feel hungry. And here we are at Envy. You want something, you can get it here. Ask for anything and you can get it. It works on implied envy. Wanting something is like being envious of a metaphorical person who has it. If you're creative, you can get pretty much anything, even if it doesn't actually exist. Bad movies done well, seasons of canceled shows that were never made. Just don't try breaking any fundamental laws of reality, and you should be fine. You can even play out fantasies. Insert yourself into historical events or fiction. Even relive your own life, but give yourself superpowers or something. And here we are at Pride. This is your personal space. Being the first guest, you get room one. Well, I say room. It's more like your own personal universe that you can control and customize. Each time to get it exactly right or to let your subconscious loose and make it your dream world. You can even mix and match aspects of other floors. A bedroom from Sloth, a kitchen and staff from Gluttony, an Envy entertainment system. You'll have time to get it exactly right later, but for now, on with the tour. And here's Greed. It's basically a huge department store with infinite credit where you can get things for your Pride room. True, you could just get stuff from Envy or just will it into existence within the room itself, but some people find shopping fun. There's also quite a large casino, but the decor is kind of tacky if you ask me. And now, finally, the best has been saved for last. Lust. I read your file, so I thought this one would interest you the most. We had 500,000 succubi working here when the place first opened, but a couple of hundred transferred to other jobs when it was clear that no one was going to visit, including yours truly. Yes, I used to work here. Without guy demons, there was little to do except fuck each other, and for some of us that got kind of boring. The ones that are left? Well, there are all kinds of succubi in here. All naturally dominant, of course. Naughty schoolgirls, MILFs that will want you to be their baby boy, wild warrior women, kinky dominatrixes. Some have big tits, big butts, big strap-ons. Of course, about half will want to change their appearance and personalities to fulfill your fantasies. They'll look and act like celebrities, fictional characters, even people you wanted to fuck in real life. I should warn you, though, you'll be the first thing with a real dick these girls have ever seen, as well as the first non-demon. After billions of years, it's an understatement to say that they'll all be very excited to meet you. You can't die again, but it could get pretty overwhelming for a mortal. Nervous? You should be. But since I'm a succubus and your personal demon until I finish my tour, I guess I could give you a taste of what you'd be getting into. Since I've been busy working rather than obsessing over my next cock, there'll be less of a risk of me getting over-enthusiastic. Come with me. That's a command, not an offer. The girls tend to fuck by the elevators, so they can bounce on anyone who shows up. So I brought us to the back rooms. Here's an empty one. And it's soundproof, too. Perfect. Now, strip. Good boy. Oh, it's so good being in my old outfit again. What do you think? Thank you. But from now on, you call me mistress. Now, lay down on the bed. That's right. I'm going to tie you down. First, you're going to service me with your mouth. Well, look at this. Your halo makes a perfect handle for your head. Oh, what's the matter? You can't breathe? Suck it up, you little bitch. You're already dead, so it's not like that even matters anymore. My tail's by your hand. Grab it. It gets so sensitive when I'm fucking. Do it, bitch, or I'll wrap it around your throat. Yes. I'm going to come. Oh, you're making me come. I haven't come like that in centuries. Now then, let's take a look at that cock. Is that what it was like when you were alive? Not bad, but you can do better. You're dead. You're not limited by your old physical body anymore. Close your eyes and think. Now that's more like it. I can't take it. I need it in my mouth. Oh my God. You don't know how good it feels to have a real cock in my mouth. The taste. It's the best thing I've ever tasted. I love it. I love your cock. I want you to come. I want to taste your... No. I almost got carried away. I can't let you come before we have sex. Beg for it. Please, please, mistress, please have sex with me. You poor, pathetic thing. I'm tempted to punish you for making me forget myself earlier, but I think I'll take pity on you. Are you ready? We succubi are lust incarnate. To be fucked by one of us is to know absolute pleasure. But first, a little magic to stop you coming until I say so. I only just put it in and you're already moaning like a slut. Does it feel that good? Getting fucked by your mistress? You're gonna love it here. You'll be able to feel like this every day. Every second if you want. This is much better than heaven. And if you think this is good, wait until you meet the others. They're half crazed thinking about cock, thinking about you. They'll all want to pleasure you in every way possible, forever. Who knows? With you here, maybe I'll move back in. I'm sure you'd want to see me again, right? Good boy. You want to come? Beg for it then. Beg your mistress to let you come. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Oh, I need to feel your cum inside me. Come. Come for me. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, that was good. Like I said before, your body isn't as limited as when you were alive. Refractory periods are just in your head, and you can control how intense and messy the orgasms will be. Now, let's get you out of these restraints. I wish I could stay, but I really should be getting back to work. But since you've proven you can swim, I guess there's no harm throwing you in the deep end. Girls, I just thought you'd want to know that there's an adorable little mortal hiding in one of the back rooms. Come and get him. Have fun.